Well,
good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us here February 1st, 2011 for our business training call, and congratulations to everybody for a fantastic January. I don't know if all the final numbers are in, but definitely looking at a 20% plus increase in sales, and driven by new activity and a lot of excitement around the anabolic fasting system, and I know that's also going to be the special for the month of February as well, so the momentum will continue, and that really leads us into the concept for tonight, which is timing and momentum and how to promote timing, and giving you a little bit of perspective on the importance of timing, the importance of belief, and some of the overriding factors that make network marketing a very relevant industry right now, and the healthcare business, especially a specific type of business that you want to be promoting, and fortunately, as a Purium distributor, you are promoting. So let's talk a little bit about first the industry and the economy and some stuff going on that helps to grease the skids and make things move a little faster with the same amount of effort, because that's really what timing does. It helps people make decisions more quickly, because if something is important, then people will listen. If something is important and it's urgent, then they'll make a decision. Let me say that again. If something is important, people will listen. If it is important and urgent, people will make a decision. Most people make a decision based on emotion. And especially as it relates to opening up their own business, it's a very emotional decision. So it's not about the $49 for the starter kit for most people. It's not about the cost of the first box of products or putting products on auto ship. That's not really the decision. The decision really is, do I want to invest my time, my money, my efforts, and my reputation to risk that with the potential of failing? And for some people, who are entrepreneurs and have started businesses many times, they become almost immune to that. And they're always open to opportunities and situations. And those are great people to talk to. Unfortunately, that's the minority of people, the majority of people. The majority of people are relatively risk-averse. That means that they are willing to keep the status quo. They're willing to keep things as they are. They fear change, or they're unwilling to go through the discomfort and, you know, concern about changing something. And so you have to make something important and urgent for them to make the decision to say, I'm going to look at changing my life right now. Good news is that from a timing perspective, the economy is a lot of people to be more willing to take risks because they have less choices. Believe it or not, if you look at the unemployment figures from 10 years ago, the unemployment in the United States 10 years ago was right around 3.6%. Now it's well over 9 and was hovering close to 10. So you're talking about almost triple the unemployment rate. In the state of Michigan, 10 years ago today, it was the unemployment rate was 3.1%, and now it's close to 15. So it's almost 5 times. So from 3 to 5 times the unemployment rate is what we're seeing across the United States compared to where it was 10 years ago. And, you know, if you look at other things like credit card debt, if you look at other things like foreclosure rates, depending on the city or the state where you are, you're going to see those similar types of numbers where there are radical differences in foreclosure rates than they were 10 years ago. So we had just come off of a decade, the 1990s, that were very positive for most people. You know, jobs were growing, the internet was booming, communications were booming, you know, all sorts of opportunity were happening. And even from the governmental perspective, we had a surplus. Believe it or not, we had a surplus, not a deficit. And now what's happening is, even though the economy is coming back a little bit, the deficit is looming ahead, and so there's lots of conversation about potentially raising taxes or doing other things that are going to put us back. So we've taken, 10 steps backwards, one step forward, and, we may have to take another step or two backwards again. So, I don't mean to be the specter or the person of doom and gloom, but the reality is that the home-based industry, when the economy is good, does good. When the economy is bad, it does better. It's one of the few industries that generally runs counter to the overall economic trend. So most businesses, when the economy is good, they do good, and when the economy is bad, they do bad. Ours is a little different. So that's something that is positive, and it just makes sense because people are looking for additional income, supplementary income, or they're looking for replacement income. And so, there are a lot of people right now, timing-wise, that are open to, willing to listen to you. And so knowing those facts and figures, understanding what those mean to the average person, and being able to communicate them in a way that's non-judgmental. Not many people are going to say, I'm in desperate shape, help me out. But if you talk about the overall trends and it hits an emotional hot button, then people will say, yeah, that makes sense. And not only that, but, yeah, I know a lot of people. My cousin, my friend, my brother-in-law, the person at the bank the other day, a lot of people complaining about how their paychecks aren't as big or they have no paychecks or their savings are down or their credit cards are up or they can't save money for their kids' college or whatever. And so, it's all over the news. It's all over the place, and it's not going anywhere anytime quickly. So that's something that, as an overall timing and trend, it is something that is going to be here for the entire year, 2011. There's no question. So then the only question is, okay, if a lot of people, millions of people, that kind of a lot, not thousands or hundreds of thousands, but millions of people are going to be looking for additional income and supplementary income, and tens of millions of people open to the conversation, then what type of business makes the most sense? And that's where the second issue of timing and trends comes into play, because we spend most of 2010, not we, but Congress and the President, spend most of 2010 trying to pass a health care reform bill. Just this week, a court just below the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional. And it's going to go to the Supreme Court here sometime soon. And a lot of people believe, because the Supreme Court is very Republican and conservative right now, that it will probably be ruled unconstitutional. So if health care reform is ruled unconstitutional, the Republicans are going to pull one way, which is to repeal the law, and the Democrats may be forced to move another way, which is to go for a public option, which is a more radical change than what's in the current law. And so we're going to probably see a deadlock. And I'm not a political scientist or political analyst, but bottom line, health care is going to be in the news throughout 2011. There's going to be a lot of controversy. And probably the bottom line is people are going to be even more fed up with it than they have been. So, while the bureaucrats are sitting there deciding, which way to put this thing, insurance companies are taking the opportunity to raise rates. So I got a notice in my mail in December saying that the rate for my family were going to go up about 23%. And we really didn't have health incidents last year. So, I called the insurance companies to ask, what was this about? And they really didn't have a very good answer. And luckily, once I asked enough questions, they found a way to put me in a group and my rates aren't going to rise. But the average person who doesn't know to ask questions, they're going to see tremendous, tremendous increases because the insurance industry doesn't like this uncertainty. They want to get out in front and make as much profit as possible before any health care reform comes in and anything gets clamped down. So they're, I don't want to, you know, hopefully there's no insurance agents on the line here, but I think, you know, or you know, people who are of insurance rates, but actuaries, I think they're called. But, you know, the reality is insurance companies are going to be jacking up prices, which is going to hurt families even more, which means that people are going to want to take their own health into their own hands because they see the numbers on obesity. They see the numbers on cancer and heart disease and Alzheimer's and autism and, you know, high blood pressure and diabetes. I mean, pretty much every major disease that's out there continues to increase, even though we have more pharmaceuticals and even though we have more sophisticated medical technology, our life expectancy is going down and we're getting sicker sooner. And the reason is that our food stinks. You know, the United States spends less money on food than just about any other place in the world. And you may say, well, we're the most advanced country in the world. That's true. But you look at a country like Japan, they spend about 2.5 times more per capita than we do on their food because they eat better stuff. They eat healthier stuff. They eat fresher stuff. So, you know, I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but I do want to, you know, put into your heads some ideas and concepts that are very emotional for people that we're eating bad food, we're getting sicker sooner, the insurance companies are trying to steal our money, the bureaucrats don't know what to do. So bottom line is, this is a good type of business to be involved in. The other major trend that's happening in healthcare and nutrition is happening in the network marketing industry itself. That there have been some very successful companies here over the last 5 to 10 years that offer juice products. And so over the last 2 to 3 years, hundreds of companies have started up, and distributors have poured into what I would call me too juices. Juices that, you know, look like, smell like, taste like, feel like every other juice. And that's all the companies offer. And I do consulting around the industry, and I, on a regular basis, am talking with company owners, with vice presidents of sales and marketing, and also with master distributors and major leaders in this industry. And I'm telling you that most of the juice companies out there, product wonder companies, are either scrambling or they're crashing or they're out of business. And so what that's going to mean is that people who care about nutrition, who want nutrition, are going to be looking for alternatives like Purium that have a more complete line of products, that have a more practical line of products, that have loss products as well as anti-aging products, that have fasting products and detox products and sports products. And, you know, that they're going to look for something more stable, some more solid ground. And so knowing this company has been in business for a long time, knowing it pays its checks on time, knowing that it has sound formulations, all of that is very much on trend toward what this industry is looking for and what distributors in this industry is looking for. So the last piece of the puzzle really is how we market our business and how we pay our distributors. And those things are going to be improved here over the next 30-plus days. You'll see some radical improvements in our compensation plan. You're going to see some radical improvements in our method of operation and our promotional tools to help you to be successful out there promoting our great product and our great opportunity in this industry. So, you know, when I said that, you know, congratulations are in order for such a great January, that really bodes well because momentum creates momentum. As you have more people in your business, that is more people out there talking about the business. When you have more people earning larger checks, you have more people who are excited and ready and willing to invest more of their time, more of their efforts, more of their money to build their business. So what you're going to see is as this momentum starting with the new year and more people in the business and more people doing well in the business, along with the belief factor of what's going to be happening right around the corner, along with the economic trends, along with the healthcare challenges, all of these pieces of the puzzle bode for a very, very positive few months and a very, very positive year, and maybe a very, very positive 2 or 3 or 4 years. You know, the economy and the healthcare trends that are out there right now, it's not something that's going to be resolved by April. It's not going to be something that's going to be resolved by October. I mean, these are things that are going to be with us more than likely for years, and that's going to give us a nice long runway to go out and create a lot of excitement, to create a lot of energy, to bring in a lot of new people all across the United States. And, you know, that's the last thing I'll say, is that when you look all across the United States, I guarantee you that there are major cities and major states where there are very, very few Purion distributors. And so when you talk about timing, the concept of launching a new market is a very exciting concept. So I don't know how many people we have in San Antonio, Texas, but believe it or not, there are 1.3 million people in San Antonio. I don't know how many people there are in Charlotte, North Carolina, but there's 709,000 people in Charlotte. There's 230,000 people in Birmingham, Alabama, and 311,000 people in Pittsburgh. So who do you know in Boston, in Fresno, in Las Vegas? You know, these are all areas where I don't believe we have a lot of distributors. And so, you know, send out an email, send out a Facebook message and say, good things are happening. Here are the reasons why. You know, here are the factors, the trends, the concepts that, you know, I think are important, me as a distributor. And, you know, we're going to have some major changes here in the next 30 to 45 days as far as how the company looks, the labels on the products, from top to bottom. This company is going to look and be more exciting. And I want you to be involved. I want you to be my main person in Fresno. I want you to be my main person in Minneapolis. I want you to be the main person in Norman, Oklahoma, or Vancouver, Washington, or Overland Park, Kansas. I want you to be the main person leading the team, leading the charge. And you know, that's an exciting concept for a lot of people. So capture people's imagination. Use timing and trends throughout your presentation. Don't be shy in sharing some of these third-party statistics and information, because they'll ring true, people. I mean, you know, when you're watching the news and you're, you know, hearing about the healthcare bill being bounced around, well, you know, if they just heard from you that afternoon saying healthcare looks like it's going to be a real problem and people are going to want to take control of their own health, think about you that night. So it's way more powerful to have third-party information than it is to have Purion-specific information. You know, so if it has a Purion logo on it and it says, hey, this is a good thing, well, people take that with a grain of salt. But when they're watching the news and you just told them about something and, you know, CBS News or ABC News or NBC News or, you know, whatever news channel you watch is saying, hey, this is something that's relevant and going on right now, this is a trend, then that's going to make a lot more impact with the person that you're talking to. So definitely take advantage of the timing right now. Find some key people in some new markets for yourself and you know, plug them into the calls that we're doing here every Tuesday night. We do these calls once a week, same time, same number, and love to share new information and exciting information. And as I said, you know, we're going to be rolling things out first through the leadership group and then to the entire field organization. Over the next 30 days, you're going to learn about major compensation plan changes and other things that are going to help your business significantly. So congratulations for a great January, and special thanks to Dave and Amy for all that they're doing and supporting the growth of this company, and I look forward to being a part of it here as we roll out some new programs over the next few months. So have a great night. Have a great week, and hopefully I didn't depress you too much with the economic and healthcare talk, and use that as motivation for yourself to share good information with people you know and care about, because they need that lifeline. They need that help. They need the hope that, you know, there are other opportunities out there, and we happen to have one of the best. So that's what's going on. Have a great night, and we will catch you 1 week from tonight, same time, same number. Good night, everybody. Bye now.